Little Thumb. Once upon a time, there lived a woodcutter and his wife, who had 7 young boys. They were very poor, and their 7 children inconvenienced them greatly. They were specially concerned because the youngest was very sickly. He was very little, and when born, no bigger than 1's thumb, for which reason they called him Little Thumb. He was, notwithstanding, more cunning and wise than all his brothers put together. And although he spoke little, he listened well. There came a very bad year, and the famine was so great that these poor people decided to rid themselves of their children. The woodcutter, his heart bursting with grief, said to his wife, "You see plainly that we are not able to keep our children, and I cannot see them starve to death before my face. I am resolved to lose them in the woods tomorrow. While they are busy tying up the bundles of wood, we can leave them without their noticing." At first, the wife would not consent to it. Yes, she was poor, but she was their mother. However, after having considered what a grief it would be for her to see them perish with hunger, she at last consented and went to bed in tears. Little Thumb, who was hiding under his father's stool, heard every word that had been spoken. He went to bed again, but did not sleep a wink all the rest of the night, thinking about what he had to do. He got up early in the morning and went to the riverside, where he filled his pockets with small white pebbles, and then returned home. They all went out into the thick forest, but Little Thumb never told his brothers what he knew. The woodcutter began his work, and the children gathered up the sticks.